We're going to have the reading of the scripture, and we're going to invite Rachel to read for us. I don't know how many of you know, but Rachel is actually one of the persons who help us with the media here. After here, she goes to La Roca, and she helps there playing the guitar with the children ministry as well as with the media there. And we have seen Rachel growing in here. I just want to remind you, Rachel, we are thankful for what you and your mom do, and this is your family, okay? So you're reading to your family.
All right, today's scripture comes from Joshua chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." So the place has been called Gilgal to this day. On the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated the Passover. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened bread and roasted grain. The manna stopped the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate the produce of Canaan. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we are thankful for the word that you bring to our lives every day. We're thankful because it never comes empty, but when it's coming from you, it comes and transforms our lives. And we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that may, through your power, this word become something that transforms our hearts and empower us to do great things for your glory. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. So we are right now in this season of Lent where we are intentionally learning about how our mighty God is willing to do everything in his part to the point of giving his life so we can come back to him, return with all our heart to him. Now that is a process of returning. It's not something that just happened like you open a door and you are in. It's a whole process. And the process is also part of healing that we receive. How do we do that? The very first thing that we talk about it is we need to remember. And as a person who remembers according to the scripture, it's not just about memory. It's about covenant with God. You are in connection with something that you and God agree, and through that, you have an action. Remembering in the Bible always brings an action as part of that. The second thing is also we remember that we are here with the purpose of press on. Whatever was in the past, it comes and shapes our lives a little bit. It kind of becomes an experience, but doesn't define our future. What defines our future is that we press on toward that goal that the Lord has called us to go. And then last week, we talked about that process of repentance, that many times we can perceive it as very negative or very dark, but when we learn what the scripture is talking about, it's actually very positive. It's this process of redirect, return, revalue, and reimagine. Today, we're learning something else too, something new that is important. But the way I can remember that is through quilting. How many of you here like to quilt? You know that in our church, we have in the office probably one of the best people that work in an office in a church. And I have Dora and Tana, and they are also quilters. And there are every now and then they come to the office and open these amazing pieces of quilts, and they tell us the story. And it's always beautiful. I admire them all the time because there's no way I can even fix a sock. And then they are doing all these beautiful things. But you see, something I have learned about quilts, and I don't know if Melissa Brown is here. She made me a quilt, actually, too. The quilts tell a story. Tells you a story. I still remember one of my professors from seminary who said that his wife put this beautiful quilt together about their marriage, like their story of their marriage. And when he saw it, and he said, "This is beautiful, except one of the pieces." He saw one piece that looked like potentially was white, but now looked like almost yellowish, and it was in the very center. So he decided to give his opinion about that. And he, you know, very center. So he goes and says, "Lois, why did you put that over there?" And she looked at him and she said, "That was my wedding dress. It was the piece from my wedding dress." At that moment, he says, "I just need to take this shoe from my mouth." But because it was telling a story, it tells a story. And perhaps what we're going to talk today is about how do we tell a story with God. I love this quote from the quilters. It says, "Beautiful things come together one stitch at a time." And I think that's what probably God does with all of us. He can do something beautiful with all of us, one stitch at a time. That concept in the Bible is actually the concept of reconcile. When we come back together, restored to God and one another. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. But is it possible through the power of God? Yes. Do you end in a better place through the process of reconciliation? Absolutely. We end in a better place. And it's God's initiative to come and reconcile with you. So the story that we read today in the scripture is actually a story of reconciliation. How is it that God wanted to reconcile with the people of God? And we are having this story. Let me give you a little bit of a background. We're talking about our brother Joshua. And as you remember, Joshua was the one who helped the people of God go to the promised land. Who was before Joshua? Moses. Very good. Moses. Now, did Moses make it to the promised land? No. Why? Because he kind of had a moment of doubt. Remember that? So he didn't make it. So, but God says, anyway, you're going to see it from the distance, but we're going to have a new leader, and his name is Joshua. Now, Joshua was able to go to the promised land before, and he was one of those who came back and said, that land, yes, there are some creepy people, but in the name of the Lord, we can come with them. You see, he had that attitude, was knowing in who he was relying. And we can see how God, over a moment that he was anointed, as what did he says? Be strong and what? Courageous. You see how many times in one chapter, verse 6, 7, 9, and 18. So God is like repeating over and over. What happens when your mom or dad repeats something to you over and over? What does that mean? You better get it, right? Clean your room. Clean your room. Clean your room. What does it mean? Do it. No excuse. Clean your room. All right? You see? Did you brush your teeth? Did you brush your teeth? Did you brush? ¿Levaste los dientes, chamaco ingrato? I mean, so you go all the way. So in this case, we can find God telling to Joshua, be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Know that I'm with you. Know that this is not an idea that is just coming from you. It's an idea that God is bringing. Because when you go there, you're going to find new things about who I am as your God. That's what he's saying. Then we find in Joshua 3:5 when he says, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. So Joshua heard from God, we are ready to cross, we are ready to go to the promised land, but you need to be prepared. Consecrate to be prepared. How many times perhaps God is ready to act on our life, is ready to transform? Are we in a place of being consecrated? Are we willing to say, God, here I am coming with my life and story, and I want to be able to listen to you? But sometimes we get confused and we say, I don't hear God. Could it be that God is speaking, but are we in a place that we put ourselves consecrated? Are we willing to say, God, anything that is in the way, let me deal with that right now through you so I can listen to you. So here we find Joshua telling that to the whole people of Israel and saying, you are ready for something new here, guys. Now you need to remember, this is 40 years after they left Egypt. So this is a total new generation. All of the other ones that were in Egypt, so what happened to them? That generation died. Some of them by not Moses, some of them were swallowed, experienced the earth, and I'm not kidding if you read it out. So it says that, generation. And they needed to see, is that God that we have had, is that God also coming with us? So what happened is, it is that part of the scripture when we find Joshua telling them, God said, first the Levites are going to go and they're going to put their feet with the Ark of the Covenant in the middle of the Jordan. And then all these people, do you understand? An entire town is going to cross on this water. On this river that is going to be dry while they are crossing. And in the moment that these Levites step out of there, then they are going to be able to cross the river and the water will come back. This is the priest, I'm sorry. So before they were able to cross the river. If you read the scripture clearly, when did it happen? When they put their first feet. I keep telling you guys that if I were there, I will say to the priest, you go first, I go behind you, you know, I'll wait for you. So, but we can see that until all of them had their feet, then the water opened. It was a miracle in there. And through that, you could see an entire town crossing in dry land in the middle of the river. That reminds us, too, that sometimes the way God works in our lives, his agenda is very different than ours. And he's able to open places where we literally do not see it or do not exist. But he's that God of creation. So he opened this opportunity, and through that, they were able, they could see that God was with them to pronounce that new place. So when they accept that place, they call that place Jer. They did something that is very important, like a memorial. And what they said is, from all of those stones that were around that river, from those stones, pick 12, one per tribe. And you're going to bring those stones, and they're going to be a memorial to the people of Israel. And through that, anytime that somebody will see it, they can tell that story that God has been with them during this time. So that's the place Gilgal. And now, this also has a very unique meaning, because Gilgal means to roll over, like if it was a stone or a rock. So what he's trying to say again here, the Lord, is remember. But as we saw in the beginning, it implies an action. So yes, you're going to remember and have a memorial of what God did, so that you are empowered to serve God and to communicate to others about the power that God has in this place. So then we find that in Gilgal, there are three different things that happen. The very first one, after they cross and they have the memorial, God asks them to do what is, he says, you're going to need to go through circumcision with all the men. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just going to say that. But it was the entire town, because what happened is all of those who were circumcised, they died during the desert. Take care for that generation. And it's meaningful. Now, like, why is this circumcised before? Take care for that. Israel, the people of meaningful. Because a symbol, a mark of saying, those who are circumcised belong to God. While it was perhaps very painful, and even the scripture says how they needed to all of them have a time of recovery at the same time, we also can sense that it was a way God telling them, as I was with that first generation, and I claimed them as mine, now I'm claiming you guys as mine. Now you are also part of who I am, and you are now my children. And what the scripture says, today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. So the place has been called Gilgal to this day. So it is at that moment when we can see that it's rolled away. I love that term. It means that all of those things that before were defining them as slaves, as people who were stubborn, as the second generation who quite do not belong anywhere, they don't belong to Egypt, they don't belong in the desert, they are going in circles. And now that is rolled away. And now they are called the children of God. They are known as that. It's almost here God putting all those different histories and stories together to say you are a new person in this place. And to really celebrate that, God did something special. He did a party. He did the Passover, able to celebrate the Passover in the new promised land. And through that, they were able to see themselves as in connection with God. The scripture says, on the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrate the Passover for the very first time. Now, this is also a very strong step of faith, because while they were doing this, the last thing that happened too is that it was the last time that they received the manna. You remember what was that? The bread that they receive on a daily basis. So that stopped at that point. But while it could look scary, it was also a confirmation from God to say, now you're going to be able to grow here and to really root here, so you will become the people of God in this place. You know, this also makes me think, how many times perhaps God is giving us something to grow. He's giving us a specific way so we can see how he's talking to us, he's leading us, and suddenly we don't see that anymore. And we are probably thinking, is it that I'm lacking of faith? Is it that I'm not growing anymore? Or could it be the opposite? Could it be that God puts you in a place where he says, now you are more mature, now you are on a stable place where I want you to grow to another level. You don't need the manna in this section of your life. You now are going to be in another level so that you can experience me in another different kind. Into more mature. We are not just the people walking in the desert. We are children of God owning this land in his name. So these are ways where God told them, I am walking with you to become the children of God. But as you can see, there is this term that is very special, to roll away, to take away those things that are in the way so they can see who they are as the children of God. And that's the question that we all have today. As I was telling with the children, how many times there are things in our life that are in the way for all of us to see who we are for Christ? How many times we have heard voices that are confusing us from where God is calling us? Do you see how dangerous that is? Because when we are listening to those things, instead of saying, I'm going to take a step of faith, and God told me to do specific things, but because I'm not listening, because something is in the way, I'm not going to act according to what God has given me the capacity. But what the Lord is telling us in here is, when he is the one taking that initiative, he's capable to roll away and remind you who you are in his hands. The scripture is also very clear in this in the New Testament. It says that we can be reconciled with him in 2 Corinthians. Many of us know well where it talks about 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, what's here? You and I are that new creation. Now, sometimes to get there is painful. Sometimes it's after dealing and confronting many things that happened to us. In some cases are things that we did in our own, mistakes that we need to confront. Guys, the worst thing that can happen is that we still carry a consequence of a sin, or we still carrying a sin in our lives and try to justify it. You know, let me tell you, by personal experience, is a waste of time when we are carrying it. And we can put the excuse that you want to put. We can talk about anything about how to keep it in our lives. But at the end of the day, who is hurt? Us. It gets on the way. So when we are dealing with those things, are not helping us to become the person that God created us to be, and we're just wasting time. But the Lord promised to all of us, if we bring those things to the Lord, if we say, God, while I need to confront this and it's hard, I know that after this, there is a new creation. I become a quilt of testimony of your love for this world. You see, church, yesterday we had the beautiful experience, like the blessing of the bikes. It's one of my favorite events at the church. And little bikes too, with some kids. And we have some kind of weird guys. This is Herschel and also Kendall from the annual conference. But you see, I always love to see the bikes. The bikes are kind of a quilt too. They tell a story for many people. And there was this bike in there. And it touched me. It was a lady. She came by herself. Her name was Amy. And I saw that she had scripture all over her bike. And it touched me, especially this one. It says, love all your comes and bring all the things at the feet of the Lord. And I really appreciate that. And she says also how the Lord brings that strength to you. And I saw that and I was really moved. But then the other part of her bike, the top, can you see Jesus holding a little child? And, so I asked her, wow, your motorcycle is beautiful. And she says, my son, who was 12, he took his life several years ago. And it broke my heart. And for 4 years after that, I wanted to do the same. The only thing that stopped me was that I also have another child. And I didn't want to leave that child by herself. I wasn't a Christian. I wasn't a believer. But then in the midst of one day of pain, I could hear God speaking to me. I could hear God calling me and bringing me hope. And it was at that moment that I say, God, here I am. Take this pain. It's still sad, but take this pain. and bring meaning to my life. And she said that since that moment, she had this motorcycle, and she promised that she will go all around the United States proclaiming that God that we have is a God of how rolling away the pain and sadness and brokenness, God brought hope to a person that had every opportunity of being hopeless. But that is the blessing that we have with God, guys. The blessing of the Christian is that in the midst of a place of a situation that feels hopeless and sometimes looks like that, God always brings hope in that place. As you, many of you knew that I needed to go as an emergency to visit my parents this week. My dad has fallen 3 times in the last month. In 2 of them, he has had cuts with 8 to 9 stitches in each one. This very last one, they called me on Friday, and I saw him and a camera that I have there, and I could see that he wasn't doing well. When I got there on Monday, I saw him, and he could pronounce my name, but he couldn't say anything else. And in the way I saw him, I thought, we're going to end in the hospital, because he has had other accidents before, and it seems to me that he has a bruise in his head. We took him to a CAT scan, and the doctor was also thinking, we're going to end in the hospital with a surgery. And after the CAT scan, he came back and he said, there's nothing wrong, except the fact that he's aging, but there is no side effect. Miracles, you're in folds that he has had, things like this. And I thought, if it has happened, that my you're a God. If it has happened that my dad couldn't speak again, you will still be God. Because what I learned about my dad is in this moment where he is in life, as I have shared with you, he's coming back to the very essence of who he is. He's kind of coming up who he really is. And there are 3 things that he always says. One, he says to my mother, I love you. Another one that he does is he's praying all the time. And the 3rd one is, I'm hungry. But those 3 things he remembers. And I can see that in the midst of that, even if it was the end of the day of my dad that I can see coming soon, I know that it's not a hopeless situation. I know that the Lord has rolled away all of this pain and has rolled away all of those places where my dad needed to grow, and is bringing to him a life of hope and restoration. And I'm thankful that he is better. At the night of Tuesday, I was praying, God, is he okay for me, for him to be here with my mother and these helpers? Do I need to stay? And while I'm praying that, I hear him in the back going, Mexico 2, Paraguay 0, because they were playing soccer. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. I have never been so thankful. Hope in the midst, you know, so I said it is. But have that God have is also the one in the midst of us. The scripture says, all of this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. I love this beautiful statue. It's one done by a lady named Vasconcelos. And it's the story of a man during World War II and his wife. And his wife didn't know where he was, and she literally walked from all Europe to find him. And then she found him. And it's this moment when they can see each other again and hold each other. I want you to see yourself with God in that way. There are times that we have taken a really long walk to come back to him. But what we find in him is the God capable to embrace us and bring us back in love with him and connection with him. And the last thing is that this also empowers us to a new place. The scripture says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So what we are invited to do is that what we experience, just share it. What you experience in that rolling away, what the longest time, but then when you live the Lord, you could see how he rolled it away, just tell that story. And when you share that, you become an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I invite you today that while we are here, just if you want to come to the altar, if you want to be in your place, If you need to close your eyes, if you want to stand up, whatever helps you to connect with God, I just invite you to come and tell the Lord, I want to be reconciled with you. I don't know exactly what you need to. Perhaps you have been carrying a big ball in your head that doesn't allow you to see who you are. Maybe there are places where you have owned a sin for so long that you believe that's part of you. Maybe there are places where God is calling you just to be restored. But remember, God has the capacity to roll away through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we come to you and we bring to you our different stories with you. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just be able to, that where we need places to reconcile with you. Give us places where we feel that they are bigger than us, places that have defined us in the wrong direction. And God, through your power, allowed us to be reconciled. We give you thanks, God, because we know that what we experience with you is true. And through that, we become your hope in their lives. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite you to stand.